Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 15th of June, 2020. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend. Yeah, there wasn't a lot of it. But we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Yeah, it's definitely going to be less than 5 minutes today, though. Apple could be facing a lawsuit. It all has to do with their App Store games. According to the folks over at Apple Insider, they learned of a potential class action lawsuit that apparently accuses Apple of profiting from the distribution of games with those loot boxes. What are loot boxes? Now, those are those usual surprise mechanism thingies. Some of those loot boxes actually have a gambling element, which apparently violates California law. Yes, as you probably guessed, the lawsuit, yeah, it's being filed in California. Now, they're saying these companies, which get the games through the Apple App Store, are allowed to set their own age ratings and even make it possible, say, for an app that's deemed kid-friendly to actually include gambling elements. Now, as far as these loot boxes goes, they've named a lot of games that contain these things, including Mario Kart Tour, FIFA Soccer, and even Brawl Stars. Now, we don't know if the lawsuit will get a class action status or not, but right now, we're definitely seeing it put pressure on Apple, and of course other digital game sellers, to disclose the presence of loot boxes. Custom backgrounds in those video calls. Yeah, we're all used to that in Zoom, aren't we? Apparently, Microsoft took notice of it and said, yeah, then maybe we should do this. So, now, as of today, Microsoft Teams will now let users upload their own photos for custom backgrounds. You know, just in case your office looks like a complete disaster. Now, Microsoft Teams does have a background blurring effect on top of this, plus a library of pre-installed images, just in case the one you've got isn't to your liking. Now, for the free users out there of Microsoft Teams, you do get some new features, too, including the ability to schedule meetings and actually send out invites instead of just using the Meet Now option. Not all of these features will be available immediately. We're hearing they're going to be rolling out little bit by little bit, but everything should be on board by June 16th. And finally, speaking of Microsoft and updates and Windows, it's bugs time! Yeah, that latest update for Windows 10 may have got a lot of security patches for us, but yeah, we got the bugs along with it. Ever since those updates came out of the KB4560960 and the KB4557957, users have started experiencing, yeah, a lot of problems, including bleeping computer sounds and lots of problems with printers, particularly with HP and Canon. And particularly when you're trying to print a PDF document for some reason. Now, Microsoft says they are working on a fix, like, you know, they're always doing. And they said they will provide some information when they got one ready to roll out, whenever that's going to be. Because, unfortunately, Microsoft has not given us a date yet. So I guess in the meantime, your printer, yeah, it's just a big paperweight. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, always located at britishtechnetwork.com and powered by TSO Host. If you're looking for great web hosting, give them a try today at tsohost.com. You can also, of course, find the British Tech Network and follow us on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. And come join in the conversation with our BTN community over at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show. Yes, we'll be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow with, I hope, a hell of a lot more news. Whatever we get, we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a great Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.